Have you ever noticed how relationships can simultaneously be our greatest source of joy and our deepest wellspring of anxiety? In today's dating landscape, confusion reigns supreme. Should you text or call? Is it hanging out or a formal date? What was once exciting has become anxiety-producing for many. Despite these modern complications, over 90% of young people still desire marriage, though they're waiting longer than ever. Women until 27, men until 29 on average. This delay stems from divorce fears, career priorities, dating confusion, and unrealistic soulmate expectations. Ben Stewart's Relationship Roadmap offers a refreshing perspective through life's relationship stages, showing how each has distinct purposes and advantages. But the journey must begin with our relationship with our Creator. Like scuba divers need oxygen underwater, we need a consistent connection to God before pursuing romantic relationships. Without this connection, we become desperate and needy, creating toxic dynamics by bringing God-sized needs to partners who inevitably fail us. These expectations manifest as validation-seeking, codependency, or emotional manipulation. True love has three essential characteristics. It initiates without guarantee of reciprocation, sacrifices comfort for others' good, and remains faithful through difficulties. Navy SEAL Michael Mansour demonstrated this when he threw himself on a grenade in Iraq to save his teammates, a supreme act of selfless love exemplifying putting others before yourself. Understanding our identity as beloved by God transforms our approach to relationships. When we grasp that we're unconditionally loved by our Creator, we stop using dating and marriage for self-validation. This security transforms us from desperate takers into generous givers, shifting our focus from what can this person do for me to how can I serve this person? We must get our relationship with God right before we can get relationships with others right. Most people view singleness as a problem rather than a gift with purpose. It's like receiving stocks instead of toys as a child, initially disappointing but ultimately valuable. Singleness allows us to develop an appropriate worldview and secure undistracted devotion to the Lord. Singles possess unique freedom with time and resources that diminishes after marriage. While longing for companionship is natural, don't let it steal all the joy of your present single stage. As Jim Elliot said, "Let not our longing slay our appetite for living." Consider the single friend who mentored high school students in his free evenings, or the youth pastor able to immediately comfort a boy during his parents' divorce because he had no family obligations. Singles can leverage their availability to invest in others when most needed. Even from prison at life's end, the Apostle Paul coordinated ministry on five fronts, mentored young leaders, maintained deep friendships, continued learning, and showed remarkable forgiveness toward those who abandoned him. Dating isn't a status to dwell in, but a process to move through, a series of actions to discern whether to marry someone. Rather than approaching with a consumer mentality listing desired traits, adopt a companion mentality asking, could I build a life with this person? Life is like a race toward God, with each person running their own course. Look for someone running alongside you toward the Lord, combining character, passionate pursuit of God, and chemistry, someone you enjoy being with. Choose a marathon partner who shares your destination and maintains a compatible pace. Dating follows principles, not rigid steps. Like sailing across an ocean rather than assembling furniture, relationships require adaptable wisdom. Seven guiding principles include: pray throughout the process. Speak with clarity rather than ambiguity, using the word date to set clear expectations. Maintain autonomy, remembering dating is evaluation rather than commitment. Pursue purity, as sex creates biochemical bonds that cloud judgment. Treat each other graciously, not as a salesperson marketing yourself, but with courtesy fitting for royalty. Focus less on impressing and more on blessing through attentive listening and encouragement. involve trusted community voices who can provide wisdom when romantic feelings might distort objectivity. Proceed patiently, giving relationships space to develop while observing how someone handles challenges and treats others. Today's pornography epidemic has reached staggering levels. Porn sites receive more visitors than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined, with 86% of young men viewing pornography monthly. Our culture falsely promotes sex as casual, essential, and primarily physical. God isn't anti-sex, but profoundly pro-sex. It was His divine idea. Scripture encourages sexual delight between spouses, particularly in Song of Solomon. Like fire, sex brings warmth when properly contained, but causes devastation outside boundaries. God's will for sexual purity isn't about restricting pleasure, but protecting people from harm. When evaluating character, seek someone with shared spiritual allegiance, compatibility in theology, social dynamics, vocational goals, and physical attraction. Observe how potential partners handle conflict, relate to others, manage finances, and demonstrate emotional maturity. Their response to stress and consistency between public and private behavior reveal more about compatibility than initial attraction. The battle against sexual temptation requires strong external boundaries, keeping electronics out of bedrooms, installing filters, while cultivating internal compassion, recognizing addiction often stems from deeper wounds. For those who have failed sexually, remember that many early believers had sexually devastating pasts, yet were completely washed clean through Christ. God's grace proves more powerful than sexual sin, shame, and addiction. Recognizing the one requires four key elements: commitment that withstands temptation and trials, constructive communication skills, vulnerability about past wounds, and counsel from wise mentors. Engagement is both wonderful, finding your partner, and challenging, taking on responsibilities without privileges. Use this preparation time to focus on four foundations: connecting with both families, creating a shared budget, discussing your future beyond the wedding, and establishing spiritual practices together. Marriage was designed by God for our delight and to display His character, a living picture of Christ's union with His church. In this divine portrait, wives recognize their husbands' leadership, while husbands love sacrificially through romantic pursuit, meaningful communication, spiritual guidance, and daily sacrifice. Beyond being a picture, marriage is also a shared mission giving purpose and direction. The strongest marriages are those where spouses run together toward a common God-given purpose. Whether investing in their community or crossing oceans for the gospel, marriages on mission understand their partnership exists for kingdom impact beyond themselves. Christianity radically transformed ancient relationships, attracting women by offering dignity unavailable in the surrounding culture. When partners submit first to Christ, they create flourishing relationships through joint decision-making, shared spiritual practices, and mutual growth. The journey to marriage isn't about finding someone to complete us, but becoming complete in Christ first, then joining with another complete person to pursue God's purposes. Whether single, dating, engaged, or married, our primary relationship must be with the one who designed love. When we prioritize this divine connection, our human relationships naturally reflect His character, becoming not just sources of happiness, but powerful testimonies to the transformative power of divine love.